really particularly sharp, but he still was able to get.
Well, he battled back, and obviously you respect that. That's what a pro does, and that's what a guy with his skill level does. And you know, you have a tremendous amount of confidence in Jake, and you hope that you know, he continues that success. And obviously, we're a big part of that. We help and propel him to put a tip in.
Probably talked about that fourth one play, but it's huge play in this game, and I know you like to make plays, and that'd be a good feeling to make the play of the day.
I do like to make plays, you know, my offense, they really push it all the way down there, and CeCe's making great blocks, and he had some great catches by Nate Jackson, and they put me in a position where, you know, make this play for the team, and so I try to do that, and that's really all it was.
It really was the one drive that the offense sustained all game. You guys kind of struggled most of the day, but then finally you guys looked like a machine out there with that drive.
Well, we got to be a little more efficient and a little more consistent, and we had shown that light really in the last two games, and so it's a little disappointing today to stub your toe and not be as consistent offensively and sustaining long drives. But we, you know, once again, we're not out of time yet, and to say that at 7-2 is better than saying that at 2-7.
Feeling a win is fine too. I mean, you come in here, no matter how you play, as long as you get out here with a win, cause especially this time of year.
It's an ugly win, we'll take it.
How much of that inconsistency was a result of what they did on defense to you guys?
Well, the Raiders are filled with talented players, and a lot of people forget that because the record doesn't always deflect it, particularly this year, maybe even last year. But you can't underestimate how much difficulty they're going to bring you if you just play them outright. They're good players. That, you know, they push you back. They knock you back. The linebackers are good. The cornerbacks are good. So that's definitely a factor in why the game was not easily won. But a lot of it is on us, too. Execution-wise, if you're good, you're going to execute against anybody. You know it. It's not always going to win, but it's going to execute against anybody. I thought we executed against anybody. We didn't win, but we executed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a matter of respecting their ability and at the same time understanding there were certain things you didn't do that probably resulted in the game being the way it was.
Now, leading into the possession where you scored, there was that fumble that was called back by the penalty on Carr. What's the emotional yo-yo like on that sideline going from a fumble and then realizing, oh, doesn't count, penalty? Because it seemed like the offense really got a boost coming out of that play.
Well, it's a game of emotion and battling back, et cetera, et cetera. And you have to, you know, the problem, not the problem, but what we do every, you know, I do Sunday morning. I wake up with my heart pounding because I have to be ready to stay calm in that kind of situation. And Jake and obviously Al, the rest of the defensive players, and really all 53 of us have to be ready to be like, okay, now we have to get a first down. It's 4th-and-1. The crowd is going crazy. We have to, you know, remain calm, and you have to expect all that stuff to happen. So there's 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left, and I'm thinking to myself, what would have to happen for us to go to overtime right now? And I had a scenario in which it would take place, possibly go to overtime.
Yeah.
Now, you multiply that by 10, and that's what a coach has to go through mentally.
Yeah.
But you just have to prepare for that emotional up and down. Some guys are better than others.
Yeah.
I am not very good at it, so I have to go through all the scenarios.
On the 4th-and-goal, was there any doubt on the sideline for going for it? Was it right away clear going for it?
I thought we were going for it just because you needed to win. You're not playing to tie or trying to make it close. You're playing for the next drive to be significant. You're playing to try to win the game.